on trial for robbery was found innocent by the court. He jumped up and yelled, "That's awesome! Does that mean I get to keep the money?"
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A court of law is a solemn place, most of the time. But on rare occasions, questions are asked or answers given that cause surprise, snickers, even hilarious laughter. Imagine being present when these questions are asked. You were there until the time you left. Is that true? Was that the same nose you broke as a child? Were you present when your picture was taken? No, I was actually in a nearby restaurant. Sadly, it doesn't get better. Here are some more. Were you acquainted with the deceased? Yes. Was this before or after she died? Is that a person you ever had any dealings with after that? He is dead. But did you have any further dealings with him after that? What happened then? He told me, "I have to kill you because you can identify me." Did he kill you? Are you married, sir? Yes. And to whom are you married? My wife. Do you recall approximately the time that you examined the body of Mr. Dunnington at the Rose Chapel? It was in the evening. The autopsy started about 8:30 p.m. And Mr. Dunnington was dead at that time, is that correct? No, you idiot. He was sitting there on the table wondering why I was doing an autopsy. When was the last time you dropped out of class because of fatigue or memory problems? I don't recall. I can't remember. Do you know whether or not your husband was born in wedlock? No, he was born in Owen Sound. Are you seeing a psychiatrist now? Yes. What's the psychiatrist's name? Dr. Quack. Where was the security officer in relation to you when you were struck by a car? To my left. How far to your left? I don't remember. I was getting run over at the time. When was the next time that you had difficulty with your wife? April 27th, I believe it was, when she backed over me with the automobile. Here's one of the most clever comebacks by a witty judge. The defendant said, "Your Honor, as God is my judge, I didn't do it. I'm not guilty." The judge said, "He isn't, I am, you did, you are." In other words, God isn't your judge, you did it, you're guilty. Well, that judge was wrong about one thing. God is our ultimate judge, and we will stand in a heavenly courtroom one day. A prodigal was arrested for going 50 miles an hour over the speed limit. With his car impounded, he stood before the judge, who was his father. They hadn't spoken in 3 years. He knew his dad loved him, but was a just judge. "How do you plead?" "Guilty," the boy replied. The judge stood, walked from behind the bench, wrote the court a check, put one arm around his son, and with the other handed him the check. The prodigal knew he was guilty, knew a penalty must be paid, but he looked into his father's face and saw a Savior there. Our loving and just Heavenly Father paid a debt we could not pay. By grace, through faith, let's accept that check and live thankful lives. 1 John 2 says, "If anyone sins, we have an advocate who pleads our case before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous. He himself is the sacrifice that atones for our sins, and not only our sins, but the sins of all the world. Because of God's amazing grace, we can stand before the judgment seat of God innocent, righteous, clothed in his righteousness, and with great joy. Is there better news in all the world? No. Court adjourned.
In a world of false preachers, misinformation, and fake news, who can we really trust? Dr. John Neufeld, Bible teacher for Back to the Bible Canada, presents a powerful new book, Who Speaks for God? Get your copy this month for a feature price of just $7 by visiting laughagain.ca or calling 1-800-663-2425. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.